Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a joint briefing, President Trump and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer expressed disappointment and frustration with Russia's President Vladimir Putin over continued strikes on Ukrainian cities. ABC's Karen Travers says Starmer felt the allies must ramp up the pressure on Russia.
The president was not cleared what kind of pressure he would be willing to put on President Putin to get him to agree to a peace settlement. In fact, the pressure he was talking about was on European countries who are still purchasing oil from Russia. And at this point, it's only just a handful, because most of those countries had stopped doing it 3.5 years ago when the war began.
A key CDC vaccine advisory panel meeting today and tomorrow to review and vote on vaccine policies for children. It includes the MMRV, hepatitis B, and COVID-19 vaccines. Medical groups sounding the alarm due to the new members who have expressed vaccine skepticism. On Wall Street, stocks are up this hour. Investors bolstered by yesterday's interest rate cut. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Another name joins the race for Wisconsin governor, the second new candidate this week. Francesca Hong announced her candidacy today. Hong has repped Madison in the state assembly since 2021. She's the first Asian-American member of the Wisconsin legislature. She's a chef and first ran for state office to advocate for restaurant workers during the pandemic. Since then, she's campaigned on a progressive working class platform, and she referenced that in her first campaign video released this morning, shot at a restaurant near the Capitol.
It's so stressful to get by these days, and I know a lot about stress. I work in restaurants. I started in this kitchen 15 years ago, and you might recognize what's across the street. A lot of people in that building don't get why it's so hard to get by right now. Working hard doesn't mean you can always keep up. One wrong step can lay you out flat. This is by design.
Shortly thereafter, she was live on the air with Civic Media's Pat Kreitlow.
Universal child care and fully funded public schools, guaranteed paid leave and cheaper health care. These are transformative policies that I think are the responsible and practical ones where people will feel and they will know that this is what can improve their lives.
So far, the Democratic field of candidates is more crowded than the Republican one. Hong is up against State Senator Kelda Royce, who announced she's running Monday, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Two Republicans have declared their candidacy, Washington County Executive Josh Shoman and businessman Bill Berrien. The primaries are next August, and the general election will follow a few months later in November. That may also mean Hong's seat in the assembly is up for grabs. She represents the 76th district entirely in Dane County. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, with his 10th win of the season, has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What's our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
Mostly sunny and stuck in the heat. High temperatures today still soar to the mid-80s. And tonight, clouds start to increase with a chance of showers through the overnight and possibly early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, we'll have a dry afternoon, more clouds, and slightly cooler, high scrape 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Oh, this is Robert Pilot of Nativerts Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Gordy, we've got so many stories we haven't had a chance to get to this week.
John, I smell a dumpster fire Friday on our next show.
You bet.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
WMDX in the Mad City, Four Lakes, State Street, and 9,000 Hemp Shops.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And we are back, folks. I'm Alex Lawson, sitting in for Tom Hartman. I'm the executive director of Social Security Works, the co-owner of We Act Radio, and really happy to be on air with you. And I'll be trying to get to all of your calls as we make our way through this hour and the next. This hour, we are joined by Ryan Grimm, who is just an absolutely amazing journalist doing great work at Dropsite News. We are going to bring him on now. I don't see him on our system yet. But he'll be coming on, and I'm going to continue to take your calls. Please give us a call, 202-808-9925. I want to hear from you. I want to talk about this. I want you to raise your voice. I want to be part of the apparatus that allows us to speak to each other, because I cannot tell you how true it is that in this moment of great fear that is swamping this country, that now is the time for our courage. Now is the time for us to raise our voices and to point out the injustices that we're seeing, and not allow the billionaires to craft a narrative that's divorced from the reality. The reality is, we're going to be talking with Ryan Grimm of Dropsite News in just a few minutes about this. The reality is that there's a genocide being perpetrated in Gaza right now, and it's with U.S. taxpayer money. The UN just released a report that identified what Israel is doing as a genocide. And it is important for us to raise our voices, stand together, and demand that the people in power work for us, the people, and not just their billionaire donors. So I'm really pleased to be joined now on the phone by Ryan Grimm, a reporter and more at Dropsite News, and a great friend of mine. Ryan, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I am remembering how hard it is to do this media thing. I'll tell you that. So kudos to you.
What's got you tripped up?
Oh, it's the technicals, Ryan. You know that. It's hitting the timing marks. That's the easy part, is talking to this wonderful audience. Yeah, I'm just joking around. Let's dive into it before.
Oh, no, yeah, it's tricky. It's tricky.
Before
harder
I
than it looks.
Don't hit another mark. So Your reporting, I mean, I don't know where to start. So maybe you could sort of proffer where you think we are in the story right now. I mean, the Israeli assault in Gaza has kicked off at a rate that I think we haven't even, it seems like the end game. Is that sort of what your reporting shows?
Well, it has seemed like that for many, many months. So, and yet the Israeli military continues to find, you know, greater depths. So I've given up wondering if we're approaching the end game. President Trump is in the UK now, and he was actually just pressed about, you know, why he is not reining in his proxies in Gaza, and he went back and cited October 7th and produced a litany of atrocity propaganda, none of which was accurate. You know, there are a lot of atrocities carried out on October 7th, but for whatever reason, Trump and all of his allies don't reference the ones that were actually carried out. They fabricate additional ones and highlight those. It's such a bizarre element of this entire thing. But, you know, so he just greenlit Tony Blair to move forward with this, you know, post-war UN-linked kind of occupation of Gaza, but it ignores the reality that the war isn't over. Like, there are still, you know, according to Tony Blinken, tens of thousands of resistance fighters, you know, still active in Gaza. So there's this kind of divorce from reality that, okay, like, they can bomb everybody there, they can cut off food, they can starve people, but the second that they send ground troops in, they start getting ambushed again. I think four IDF soldiers died recently in Rafah. And actually two were killed at the Jordanian border today, which is terrible for humanitarian aid because, according to the Israeli reports, at least the guy was posing as an aid truck driver. So that now they've shut that crossing down and their calls to, like, completely cut off all humanitarian aid again. But then that goes to the question, well, okay, what's Tony Blair? Tony Blair in what army? Like, the IDF is already waging war there and not, quote unquote, winning, in the sense that they're not able to, you know, hold major population centers because they get pushed back against. So how are you going to send in reconstruction crews and go on about this massive population transfer? It's just not thought out. So it's just day after day of carnage.
So I think that it also, though, fits in with what we were talking about in the first hour. And I know, you know, it's why you started Dropsite News is, and it might even answer why they lie, right? Why don't they tell the truth? You know, there were atrocities committed on October 7th. So why do they choose the false ones? And the right point is that they are crafting a narrative, right? They're just, it's important for them. It's more important for them to not let the truth get out than anything else. Because when the truth gets out, it's what you just said. There is no plan, right? But they create a reality for people to believe that's very divorced from what's actually happening. So I know Dropsite News just raised money to try to protect journalists who had to move and move south in Gaza. Can you just speak to, like, what drove you to do that and the importance of truth-telling journalism in basically thwarting the effort to create this narrative?
Yeah, I think the fundraiser is now over $200,000, and it was just launched last week. I think well over 1,000 readers and viewers have donated to this fund, which began to support 29 journalists that we and an organization that works in Gaza, Unmute Humanity, had vetted. As you know, these are real journalists doing real work for years on the ground in Gaza. That list has, I think, since expanded to about 50, maybe 51 reporters, because we raised more money than we thought we were going to be able to, because I think the hunger to do something is so great out there. And the, you know, one of the core ideas behind DropSite.
We've only got 10 seconds here on the radio, but can you stick with me through the break?
Yeah, sure.
So,
we're gonna
come right back, and I'm gonna take calls after Ryan. I'm Alex Lawson, sitting in for Tom Hartman, and we'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Give us a call, 202-808-9925. We want to hear from you.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Now is the moment we've been waiting for. With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's and all other dementia, now is the time for hope and for action. Held in over 600 communities nationwide, the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's is the world's largest fundraiser for care, support, and research to fight the disease. So get out, get moving, and join WMDX at the Walk to End Alzheimer's on Sunday, October 5th at Warner Park in Madison. Join the movement at alz.org/walk.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws obviously unconstitutional. This is not about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips towards theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now's the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text Hartman with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. Welcome back to the Tom Hartman program. I'm Alex Lawson, sitting in for Tom Hartman. I've got on the phone Ryan Grimm, amazing journalist from Drop Site News. Ryan, we're talking about what I don't want to be too highfalutin about it, but at the end of the day, it is an assault on truth. It is an assault on truth tellers, and it is in service of a small group of billionaires and those who work for them who aren't interested in facts. They're interested in their story because they're doing deeply unpopular things. And so if the people know that they're doing these deeply unpopular things, then the people stand up and say no. And that's why I believe there's such a coordinated assault from murdering of journalists to shutting down TV shows that President Trump disagrees with. They're obviously worlds apart in many ways, but in other ways, it's one assault, an assault on truth. And so tell me how people can get involved with Drop Site and basically with supporting the forces of truth telling, like you did with the journalist fund that you raised over $200,000 for.
Yeah, I mean, the easiest thing people do was just sign up to get our emails over at dropsitenews.com. And then, occasionally we'll, let people know about other things that we're doing. We'll, also send out our Dropsite Daily, which is a new morning newsletter that we've been doing, as well as, the investigations, get sent out as well. So go over there and do that. But I think it's extra important at this moment that people make direct connections with media that they want to read, because there is so much of an effort by the Trump administration to sever those connections, to destroy those media institutions. We're witnessing a mass consolidation of power at the of the media by the Trump administration as we speak. You just saw ABC capitulate. You've seen CBS, get taken over by Larry Ellison's kid. You've got Larry Ellison taking over TikTok. if you think about the platforms that are left, there's basically radio, YouTube to some degree. But otherwise, every major media or social media is now, owned by, or controlled by somebody close to Trump, whether it's, TikTok, Facebook, WhatsApp,
Twitter,
ABC, Twitter owned by Elon Musk. So it's pretty bad when YouTube is like the last bastion, before you get to Rumble, which doesn't really have, there's not really many people on there, but I mean, maybe eventually people will start gravitating towards there. But it, it's currently pretty right wing coded.
This isn't new either, right? I mean, like billionaires consolidating the control of information. Like, this is textbook stuff.
This is a different level. What we're used to is billionaire control of the media and, broadly kind of setting direction, toward the interests of billionaires, but underneath that, allowing the media to operate, within confines that the billionaires set. Well, the level that we're entering now is direct intervention by the Trump administration, specifically telling news organizations what to do, who to fire, who to hire, what they can report, what they can't report. Like that's a different level of control of the media.
I think it is when you are talking about, recent history in this country. But I mean, if you broaden out, this is like rule number one of authoritarians, right? So it's not new.
It's not new in the world. Like this is the Hungary approach. This is Viktor Orban. Viktor Orban in particular is very much admired by the contemporary American right. And he, completely, it's not unique to him, but he did it, I think more impressively.
Ryan, we talked about that earlier in the show too. Ryan Grimm, Dropsite News, dropsitenews.com, right now in this unprecedented assault in America on the truth. It's more important than ever to support truth tellers like Ryan, like Jeremy, like the reporters on the ground that Dropsite News supports. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us on the Tom Hartman program.
Yeah, you got it.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 202-808-9925. I'm Alex Lawson, sitting in for Tom Hartman, and we'll be right back.
With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. We look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle, and we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal. They would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth. And that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com.
If you've been watching the dairy markets recently, you may have noticed that there has been a bit of a decrease in that class 3 milk price. But there are options to help with the revenue stream. I'm Ben Jarbo with Midwest Farm Report, and Bryce Windecker, a dairy analyst with EverEgg, is here to give some insight on why beef and coal cows may be necessary for dairy farmers in the near future. We'll take a listen into that right after this.
Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is building strong farms for a strong future right here in America's Dairyland. Join them and Pam Yonke at World Dairy Expo on October 1st and 2nd at 1 p.m. at booths 3403 and 3404 in the exhibition hall.
Axiota Animal Health is focused on science-based solutions for dairy animal health. Multimin 90 provides a blend of injectable vitamins. Lactopro helps support high-energy diets. Learn more about Axiota on Thursday, October 2nd at 9:30 a.m. or visit axiota.com. Now let's listen in to Bryce Windecker speaking on beef and coal cows.
I was sitting down with a dairy yesterday, and by the time you add up their calf revenue and coal cow revenue as a dollar per hundredweight spread out over their milk, it was $4.46, you know, and I'm seeing that. I mean, $4 is a very common number for these farms. So when we're talking risk management, I mean, you got to be looking at this beef thing. It's never been higher. Yeah, sure, people say it's not slated to go down for a while, but with the way milk prices are now, I mean, that revenue is even more critical now than it's ever been before. If we lose, you know, some beef revenue too, I mean, that takes it from a bad situation to pretty catastrophic in my mind.
Bryce Windecker, a dairy analyst with EverEgg, giving some risk management considerations. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving midday this Thursday. It is a mix today with cash and new crop corn down 1.25 at 425.5 and cash and new crop soybeans down 5 at 1038.75. December wheat is moving down 1.5 cents at 526.75. Class 3 milk continues showing gains with October contracts up 38 cents at 1774 hundredweight. And November contracts up 24 cents at 1726 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
Mostly sunny and stuck in the heat. High temperatures today still soar to the mid-80s. And tonight, clouds start to increase with a chance of showers through the overnight and possibly early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, we'll have a dry afternoon, more clouds, and slightly cooler, high scrape 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop, overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What's up?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely, but bring this back to mental health, and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
For all of your support. Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com.
This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full with sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Welcome back, folks. I'm Alex Lawson, sitting in for Tom Hartman. Just had a wonderful conversation with Ryan Grimm about, just the horrible, horrible genocide that is being perpetrated in Gaza right now. And along with that, the necessary assault on truth and truth tellers. When such a deeply unpopular thing is being perpetrated, the first casualty will be the truth, because the perpetrators know that if people truly understand what's going on, then the people will stand up and say no. And we're seeing that this playbook is well known and being followed in its own way here in America as well, with Donald Trump literally deciding the career fate, who gets to be on the air, who doesn't get to be on the air. He has written down his list and he's sticking to it, looking for any ability to make that happen. And he's using the organs of state, the FCC, in this case, with a full MAGA Trump partisan at its head to force the billionaire-owned corporate media to toe the line. Truth is, though, they're fine to toe the line because they're just consolidating as fast as possible. And the only antidote to this is you. It's your voice. It's you finding truth tellers like Tom Hartman and the Tom Hartman program, Ryan Grimm, Dropsite News, supporting and pushing out and expanding the reach of truth tellers. That is how we will win. And remember, they have money, but we've got people. We've got people. So that's what we have to lean into, our strength. So I'm going to go to as many calls as I can. Maverick in Washington on KBCS. Maverick, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Hey, welcome to you, Alex. Retired radio guy here and longtime political wonk. I just want to let you know that you're filling some big shoes. You're doing a fine job. I mean, I'm serious about that. You're doing a great job. And I got to back into a job site, so I'm going to just leave you with this real quick. The old world is dying while the new world struggles to be born. Meanwhile, we have monsters.
Now is the time of monsters. Thank you, Maverick. Thank you for that. And, you know, I recently heard Maurice Mitchell from the Working Families Party give a speech on that exact topic, using that quote, which I do think also shows that, history doesn't necessarily repeat, but it does rhyme, to quote another well-known one. I think it's important for people to understand what that means. And it is when one age passes to another, when one order crumbles and a new order is being built right now. I think one of the stories that is really under the radar is showing that is Saudi Arabia just inked a military alliance with Pakistan, meaning that Saudi Arabia, mutual defense and military, right? This is a full reordering. Now you have Saudi Arabia, a country in the Middle East that is in a military alliance with nuclear power, nuclear armed Pakistan, who do not have a proscription against proactive use of nuclear weapons. So, you know, the move of this of Saudi Arabia, which would be one of the most classic client states of the U.S., you know, this is a one of the strongest sort of crumbling and weakening, and you're seeing Saudi Arabia go its own way. That is a whole shift in the world. When you saw Russia and China and India get together. So there is a massive change that we are in the middle of. And in times of great change, there's great turmoil. And that's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing. Now, the assault on truth and truth tellers is part of that, right? If they want to pretend like everything's going great, they want to pretend like prices aren't skyrocketing, like the dollar, the value of the dollar is not crashing, like they haven't stolen healthcare from 15 million people, like hundreds of hospitals won't close. But all of that is true. They can't get away from the truth. The truth is real. There is reality. And no matter how hard they try, they will consistently get hit in the face with the fact that they can't get away from that. Now, they're going to try their hardest. They're going to, with their money, they're going to try to limit our ability to say what we want, to find real truth tellers. And so now is the time of monsters. But also, so importantly, the time of truth tellers. This is when people will find that their voice is more powerful and meaningful now than at ever, any other time. So, Maverick, thanks for your call. I'm gonna go to Rob on Free Speech TV in Mesa, Arizona. Rob, you're on the air.
Hey. Hey. Hi, Alex. Hey, I just wanted to say that, like, since our voices don't seem to get anywhere, we need to start speaking with our wallets. We need to, like NBC and CBS or whoever's going through and just basically banning people we don't think should be banned. We should call the advertisers on those shows up and say, hey, I'm not buying your product as long as you're on that show or on that network. We need to have the influencers start kind of spreading the word because our wallets will speak louder because everything you see going on right now with the banning of comedians and all that is all dividend driven. This is, you know, dividends have no conscience. And so these companies are just saying, hey, what's in our bottom line? Sure, we'll do that. So they, you know, it's just money. So let's speak their language, vote, you know, speak out with your wallet and tell people who advertise, we're not going to buy your product or service, and especially the local vendors.
Rob, thank you so much for that. I think that's really an important point. I would say get organized on that. Look for people who are organizing campaigns in that direction. But also, it's super important to support, to use the power of our wallets, which is tremendous, not just in the direction of boycotting companies, which, you know, is a great tactic if organized, but really in supporting truth tellers as well. Right. So supporting the Tom Hartman program, supporting DropSite News, finding the truth tellers and outlets that are doing the important journalism and telling the actual story of what's going on and supporting them because they're up against you know, billionaires who are owning and buying up and controlling of much as much of the platforms and ability for people to get the word out. But we do have this tremendous strength, this networked power of millions of people who do want, they don't want the state-sponsored, you know, supposed truth. Americans are allergic to that entire concept that one man is going to tell us how to live our lives, how we should think and feel about what's happening, that one man is going to actually be able to do what's necessary in this country for millions of people to live fruitful, fun, productive lives. We know it's not true. We know that for all the imperfections of our democracy, it is still the truth that problems with democracy are solved with more democracy. You don't solve the problems of a democratic system that is too influenced by billionaires by putting in power a billionaire.
Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Give us a call. I'm going to try to get through all of the calls. 202-808-9925.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
If you love animals and want to help in Dane County, shop, donate, or volunteer at one of Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. They sell gently used and new clothes, home goods, toys, furniture, and more. All proceeds support the comfort and care of animals in need. Dane County Humane Society thrift stores. Shop Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift to learn more.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday! On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
If you're still tossing and turning all night, feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of formulations for just about everything, sleep, stress, mood, and focus, pain after exercise, they even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work when you need a good night's sleep. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and use promo code TOM. T-H-O-M. That's cbdistillery.com. Promo code T-H-O-M. cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. And we are back. I'm going to go right to the phone lines here. I'm Alex Lawson, filling in for Tom Hartman. On the Tom Hartman program, I'm going to go to Bill in Indiana.
I'm from the glass.
And Bill, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to get my cat off my lap. Now, I tell you what I called about, and it's kind of interesting because I moved to Indiana about 4 months ago from Virginia, from Richmond. And I was listening to Phil, who called in this morning. And I remember kind of the part, gist of it. He's 69 years old, has been a lifelong Democrat, lifelong Illinoisan, and talking about corruption on the current administration. I'm not denying that may not be true, but I went to ChatGPT to put in corruption in Illinois. Illinois was corrupt before it became a state, and it's been equal opportunities. Four of the last 11 governors served jail time.
Absolutely, Bill. I'm gonna take your point as originally from Illinois. I can make the joke that's true. Illinois, where our governors make your license plates. What I think you're engaging in, and I think probably in good faith, you might not know, it's a logical fallacy. To quoque, I don't know how to pronounce it, but the fact that other corruption exists has no bearing at all on the fact that the Trump administration is corrupt. And so it's a logical fallacy to sort of say, oh, well, you know, you say the Trump administration's correct, but you know who was also correct? the Ryan administration when he was governor of Illinois. Yep, and they're unrelated. So the tendency to do that, I actually think there's this a deep tendency to do that in politics. One side is like, the hypocrisy, and the other side is like, they do it too. And I'm sitting here being like, I don't care. I just want to have a government that works for the people, and not the billionaires. And you know what? Politicians of any label could create that reality, and politicians of any label could fight against that reality. The important thing to me is that the people understand what the goal is. And it's not partisanship. Who cares? Who cares about the labels? The goal is to build a country, a world, a philosophy, and an understanding that when we work together, we can build a economy, a health infrastructure, education system. We can move away from this culture of violence, of all of the ills that we see. We can actually solve. This is the richest country in the history of the world. But we need to identify the problem. And the problem isn't, oh, they did that. The problem is billionaires. The problem is billionaires make money off of our discord. They make money off of chaos. They hate things that work. Social Security works, so they want to destroy it. They make no money off of Social Security, so they hate it. Public education works, so they want to destroy it. That's what I care about. I care about people understanding what the goal of government is, and it is to create a society that works for all of us. I've only got 1 minute here, so I'm going to go really quickly to Gar and watching on the Tom Hartman app. Gar in Atlanta, really quickly.
How you doing, Alex?
Thank you.
Let me say this quickly. I appreciate you because you're making good sense. But my thing is, we are the United States of America. Until we understand what that word united is, I mean, we can always run into these difficult situations. The word united is not calculus. It's not trigonometry. It's not a science, rocket science. It's a simple word, united, United States of America. No one's talking about that. Nobody's bringing that up, United States of America. And the name is good as gold. Name is good as gold. And
I thank you for that. That is a really great point. United, and, you know, that's what I am also trying to say. United, together, the people, that's what we need to be. And if we raise our voices together, we can make that a reality. Thank you so much for your call, Gar. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Alex Lawson. We will be back after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor will see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and use that promo code Tom.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results that's going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a joint briefing, President Trump and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer expressed disappointment and frustration with Russia's President Vladimir Putin over continued strikes on Ukrainian cities. ABC's Karen Travers says Starmer felt the allies must ramp up the pressure on Russia.
The president was not clear what kind of pressure he would be willing to put on President Putin to get him to agree to a peace settlement. In fact, the pressure he was talking about was on European countries who are still purchasing oil from Russia. And at this point, it's only just a handful because most of those countries had stopped doing it 3.5 years ago when the war began.
A key CDC vaccine advisory panel meeting today and tomorrow to review and vote on vaccine policies for children. It includes the MMRV, hepatitis B, and COVID-19 vaccines. Medical groups sounding the alarm due to the new members who have expressed vaccine skepticism. On Wall Street, stocks are up this hour. Investors bolstered by yesterday's interest rate cut. This is ABC News.